Title: Distorted Echo Throws on Raga Shots Advanced. Alright, let's get into one of the most satisfying little bits of drama and bass ear candy, Distorted Echo Throws on Raga Shots. You know the moment, a vocal goes HEY, or rewind, one time, then it launches into this gritty, tempo-lock tail that fills the gap, builds hype, and somehow doesn't ruin the mix. That somehow is exactly what we're building today, a return track throw system that's fast to automate, repeatable across an arrangement, and safe around your kick, snare, and sub. We're doing this fully stock in Ableton Live, and we're going advanced. Two throw returns, one cleanish, one distorted and nasty. Then we'll trigger them with send spikes so the delay only happens when you want it. Before we touch returns, prep the source. Create an audio track called Raga Shots and drop your vocal one shots in there. Warp them cleanly. If the sample has pitch and tone, Complex Pro is often fine. If it's super percussive, try Beats. The goal is, when it hits exactly where it should. Now, put a utility at the end of that raga track. This is a sleeper move. Pull it toward mono, like 80 to 100%. Keep the dry shot tight and central. The return will be the chaos and the width. Also, do a quick gain stage here. You want your dry shot peaking roughly around -10 to -6 dBFS. Not because it's a magic number, but because it gives your returns headroom to get loud without instantly clipping or overcompressing. Cool. Now the fun part, the returns. First, we'll build return A, the clean throw. Make a return track and rename it Throw Clean. At the very top of this return, put a utility. Think of this as your input trim for the entire effect. This is huge. Return gain staging is the difference between hype and pain. When you do a throw, you want the return channel peaking roughly -12 to -8 dBFS. You can adjust this utility later, but set it now so you're not constantly rebalancing 5 devices down the chain. After utility, drop an EQ8, high pass it somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz, and don't be shy with the slope. Indeed, NB, the bass owns the low end. Your throws do not get to argue with the sub. If the vocal is a bit spitty or harsh, you can also do a gentle dip around 2 to 4K. Now add echo. Turn sync on. Start with a time of 1/8 note if you want urgency and chatter, or 1/4 note if you want space and drama. Set feedback around 25 to 45%. Keep it controlled. We're making throws, not a permanent dub delay bed. Inside echo, enable the filter. High pass around 300 Hz, low pass somewhere like 7 to 10K. Add a little modulation, maybe 10 to 20%, just to stop the repeat sounding like a static copy-paste. And set the stereo around 80 to 120%. We'll keep it disciplined at first. Now, the mix-saving device, a compressor for ducking. Turn on sidechain and set the input to your kick track, or better, a kick and snare bus. Ratio around 4:1, fast attack like 1 to 5 milliseconds, release around 80 to 160 milliseconds. Your target is about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. When the drums hit, the throw still feels loud, but the drums stay in front. That's the whole trick. That's throw clean, tight, filtered. Duct. Now we build the monster. Create return B and rename it throw distort. Same first step. Utility at the very top as an input trim. Again, aim for that return peaking in the -12 to -8 range when it hits. Get the level under control first, because distortion will multiply energy fast. Now EQ8 pre-distortion. High pass higher this time, like 250 to 500 Hz. If the vocal has an annoying ring, do a narrow cut. Common offenders are around 1K or around 3.5K, but trust your ears. Add echo again, but here's where we get that jungle swagger. Try time values like 3/16 or an 1/8 dotted. It creates this off-grid chatter that feels like proper old-school energy without actually being random. Feedback can be higher here, like 35 to 60%, but remember, distortion makes feedback feel 2 to 3 times louder. So if it starts running away, it's not subtle. Keep noise off unless you want extra grime. Use echo's filter. High pass around 400 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8K. Mod a bit heavier, like 20 to 35%. Now put a saturator after echo. Mode, analog clip or soft sign are great. Drive around 4 to 10 dB. Soft clip on. This is where the echo starts melting into distortion. If it gets too bright, don't just turn it down. Darken it with filtering. Bright distortion is how you get fizzy, painful throws that stab your mix. Optional but very effective. Overdrive after saturator. Set the frequency somewhere between 700 Hz and 2K. Drive around 10 to 30%. Tone around 30 to 50%. And dry/wet maybe 15 to 35. You're blending edge, not replacing the signal. Now add auto filter after the distortion. Low pass 24 dB mode. Dart cutoff around 4 to 8K. And here's a teacher move. Set a small negative envelope amount so the repeats get darker as they decay. That swallowed by darkness tail is pure late night roller mood. Then add a compressor for sidechain ducking again. Keyed from kick or kick plus snare. This time you can duck harder, like 4 to 8 dB of gain reduction, because distorted tails get rude fast. And one more advanced control idea. Two-stage ducking. Kick ducking keeps the drums clean, but sometimes the first repeat tries to swallow the original ragga shot. If you notice that, add a second compressor after distortion and key it from the ragga shot's track itself. Fast attack. Short release. This clamps the throw right when the vocal happens, so the dry shot stays authoritative and the echo feels like it starts after it, not on top of it. Optional extra separation trick. Add a simple delay before echo with feedback at zero. Time unsynced like 1 to 10 milliseconds, and 100% wet. It's basically micro pre-delay. It creates a tiny gap so your ear hears dry shot then effect, instead of a smear. Now you've got two returns, clean and distorted. Next, we trigger them properly. Go to your ragga shots track. Set send A and send B to minus infinity by default. This matters. The whole point is, throws are events, not a constant bed. When you want a throw, you draw a send spike. In arrangement view, automate the send so it jumps up right on the transient and then drops quickly. Ideally, it touches the transient, not the body of the sample. If your ragga shot has a long tail, ramp the send down fast, like 10 to 80 milliseconds after the transient. That way, you launch the echo, but you're not feeding a bunch of sustained resonance into the feedback loop. Typical send spike ranges, for the clean throw, maybe minus 12 to minus 6 dB. For the distorted throw, start lower, like minus 18 to minus 8, because distortion multiplies perceived loudness and density. And here's a speed workflow if you're arranging lots of shots. Duplicate the vocal clip only at the moments you want throws, and set higher sends just on that duplicate clip. Keep the main track sends at minus infinity. Super fast, and it keeps your automation lanes cleaner. Now let's talk about making it feel like actual DNB, not just a delay. Try these placements. Before the drop, put one ragga shot and throw it with a quarter note echo into a small pocket of silence. That empty space is what makes the drop feel bigger. End of an 8 or 16 bar phrase. Throw the last word and let it spiral while the drums keep rolling. Or do call and response with the snare. Place a shot on beat 4 and set the echo time so the repeats answer around the next bar's beat 2 or 3. And remember these time feels. 1/8 is tight chatter. 1/4 is big space. 3/16 is syncopated jungle swagger. That's the one that makes people pull the bass face. Now, control the chaos. This is where advanced throws stay mix safe. First, low end. Keep the high pass on the returns high, 250 to 500 Hz. If you're thinking, but I want it fat, the answer is, make it fat in the mids, not in the sub. Let the bass line stay clean and stable. Second, harshness. Throws can easily fight the snare crack. If the snare disappears when the throw happens, do two things, duck harder and notch. The clash is often around 200 Hz for body or 3 to 5K for crack. Fix it surgically, not by turning everything down. Third, feedback disasters. Map echo feedback to a macro if you're using an audio effect rack, or at least make it easy to grab. Treat feedback like a weapon. If you automate it up for a wild moment, automate it back down immediately. Don't trust yourself to remember later. Fourth, width discipline. If your sides get smeary, put a utility at the end of the return. Keep width around 80 to 120% most of the time. And use bass mono, like 120 to 200 Hz, so any low junk stays centered and doesn't mess up mono compatibility. Now for a couple advanced variations you can sprinkle in when you're ready. 1. Automate width collapsing over time. Start the throw wide, like 140%, then over a bar or two bring it down to 70 to 90. It feels like the echo zooms inward as it dies. Vague at first, then disciplined. 2. A DJ spinback illusion. For one repeat only, automate echo time from 1/8 to 1/16, or from 1/4 to 1/8, then return it. That tiny acceleration reads like a lev dub move. 3. Negative space throws. Keep the send spike, but automate the return channel volume to fade in 50 to 150 milliseconds later. The echo appears after the shot instead of instantly, and in dense rollers that can sound incredibly intentional. All right, mini practice assignment. Build a 16-bar roller and place 4 throw moments that escalate. Pick 3 ragga shots, short, medium, and a longer phrase. Place them at bar 4 as a pre-drop tease, bar 8 at the end of a phrase, bar 12 is call and response, and bar 16 is a transition moment. Use throw clean for the first two, throw distort for the last two, change echo time for variation. Bar 8 goes 1/8, bar 16 goes 3/16 or dotted. Then print, resample one or two bars of the distorted throw, chop the best bit, and reverse a slice into the next downbeat. That's where you start getting those signature, edited jungle moments out of what's technically just a return. Let's recap the core philosophy so you can actually use this in real tracks. Return tracks give you consistent control and a pro workflow. Send automation spikes are the move. The delay only happens on purpose. Build two characters, clean and distorted, and filter and sidechain both. Keep low end out, manage width, and treat feedback like it can break your session, because it can. If you tell me your BPM and whether you're aiming steppy roller, jump hop, or more amen jungle, I can suggest exact echo times and a throw placement plan that locks to your groove.